It's been almost a year since the nation was mesmerized by a presidential race so close it took weeks to resolve. The process revealed many flaws in the election system, and politicians promised to take quick action. But Congress has yet to pass any legislation to fix the problems, and prospects for action this year are growing increasingly slim, NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The outlook for election reform legislation wasn't great even before September 11th. Republicans and Democrats disagreed over what should be done, and spending money to help state and local governments upgrade their voting systems was a low priority. Now, funding's even harder to come by, and Congress is reluctant to take up issues that are too divisive. Connecticut Democrat Christopher Dodd tried to bring election reform legislation up on the Senate floor this month as part of a defense bill. He noted that the measure already included provisions to ensure that the votes of enlisted men and women are counted, even if they cast ballots from overseas. He said such protections should be extended to all Americans, many of whom had their votes disqualified in the last election.
I can't think of a better message we could give to terrorists and others who want to destabilize our country that we're going to get our voting system right, that we're going to come together as Democrats and Republicans and fashion a system that makes us all proud.
But Dodd never did offer his proposal. He said it was unlikely Congress would act on the issue this year, although he's still trying to work out a bipartisan agreement. Republicans strongly oppose provisions in his bill that would require state and local governments to make certain improvements in their election systems. These include installing equipment that lets voters know if they cast too many votes or made other mistakes that can be corrected before their ballots become final. Republicans prefer a proposal by Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell to provide funding for state and local governments that choose to upgrade their voting systems. In the meantime, state and local governments are making changes on their own. Ron Thornburg is the Kansas Secretary of State and president of the National Association of Secretaries of State.
We could certainly use the support of Congress to move forward with some of the big ticket items, but there are a number of things we can do even without congressional reform, and I think we're going to see a number of those take place.
Many states have already passed laws to improve their voter registration systems, to train poll workers, to standardize voting practices, and to require provisional balloting. This allows those whose eligibility is challenged at the polling place to have their votes counted later if they're found to be eligible. But Thornburg says states face tough financial times, and many need federal aid for more costly improvements, such as buying new equipment. He says Kansas is holding off on installing a new centralized voter database until Congress can come up with some funds. In Sacramento County, California, Assistant Registrar of Voters Dwight Beatty says the county needs money to help replace its punch card machines, which the state wants eliminated by 2006. He says replacement machines could cost about $15 million.
We don't anticipate any money from Congress at this point. It may be maybe next year they'll decide something needs to be done or they need to put some money into it.
In any event, he and other election officials say it's too late now for most communities to purchase and install new equipment for the 2002 elections. It will probably be 2004 before most voters see much change. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.